Hi, I'm Dr. William Renner, and it's my pleasure to host this series of podcasts on evidence-based medicine with Dr. Alan Safdi. I'm the Emeritus Director of Radiology at the Ohio GI and Liver Institute. Dr. Alan Safdi is Chief Medical Officer of Quadrant Health, owned by Stanford University and the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Safdi served as Chairman of the Department of Nutrition and Gastroenterology at the Deaconess Hospital and Ohio GI Liver Institute, and has been elected President of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Dr. Safdi has been the primary investigator in more than 200 medical studies and co-investigator in more than 800 studies. All right, Alan, I have a question for you today. Could a single shot and a RSV shot today protect your brain and your health for years to come?
It's a good question, Bill. And obviously, I think you know what my answer is going to be because I am not an anti-vaxxer. Shingles, or what we have right now is we had an older shingles shot. The current one is Shingrix, S-H-I-N-G-R-I-X. May prevent death. Indirectly, yes. Shingles in itself rarely kills, but it can have serious outcomes like stroke, encephalitis, it gets into your brain, pneumonia. One of the bad things you can get is you can have persistent pain, which is called post-herpetic neuralgia. And this shooting pain in those areas where the nerve roots were infected by this, Oliver is almost at risk for this.
Yeah, that's terrible. I've seen patients come into the office crying from that disease. Yeah.
And there's lots of other vaccines that can prevent death. Yes, RSV can, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Flu vaccines, there's 20 to 50,000 deaths annually in the U.S. from flu. Is it always effective? No. Effectiveness, you know, it varies by the year, and the best guess of what that current's going to be. RSV is a very effective vaccine. And approximately 80% effectiveness in preventing severe RSV in the 60 plus age group. And you have to talk to your doctors if you're a candidate for that. So let's talk, you know, about dementia and the Shingrix vaccine, because this is a new recent study that was interesting. And the shingles vaccine may prevent 1 in 5 dementia cases. That was the headlines in these studies. Why is that important? Because dementia is increasing as our populations get older. There's 57 million people worldwide that probably have dementia, probably underreported.
As I've said before, dementia is my greatest fear. You know, my best friend in high school recently died from dementia. And he was an athlete and a physician. Dementia is very frightening to me.
And there's multiple types of dementia. So there's vascular dementia. There's different types of dementia. There's late limbic associated temporal encephalopathy dementia. There's Alzheimer's dementia, PD43. But, you know, it's projected to triple over the next 25 years. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons people can get dementia: age, genetics, vascular diseases. But one of the things haven't looked at a lot is viral infections. And one viral infection linked to an increase of dementia is shingles. And shingles is this dormant chickenpox virus, and almost all of us have chickenpox at some point, and it reactivates in the nerve cells. And this research suggested that vaccination against shingles could reduce the risk of dementia by 20% in our really high-risk population, which is our older population with this. So it's interesting. It's important. It's something to talk to your doctors about. But demonstrating that vaccination against shingles to prevent this reactivation of this varicella zoster virus can reduce the risk of dementia. And it's the strongest evidence yet on dementia and shingles. It's a study out of Wales. The original shingles vaccine was a live attenuated weakened vaccine. So there's different types of vaccines. There's vaccines that are an actual live virus. And in Wales at that time, they had a live attenuated shingles vaccine. And then we have Shingrix, which is not a live attenuated vaccine, essentially a dead vaccine. And those people received this shingles vaccine had a significant reduction in dementia diagnosis. So is it the same vaccine we're using now? It's similar. We're not using the attenuated vaccine that we were at that point in time, but it's a very cost-effective way to prevent or delay dementia in the United States. And do our current vaccines have the same benefit? You know, it's a recombinant zoster vaccine, so it's not a live vaccine. I think it will have the same benefits, in my opinion, because this study has really strong evidence of a link between shingles vaccination and lower dementia risk.
Yeah, in my mind, just another reason to get that shingles vaccine. Number one being shingles, extremely painful disease, can sometimes lead to blindness. And now the fact that there's a demonstration that it leads to dementia, even an extremely more important reason, consider the vaccine. Talk to your doctor about it.
And then the other thing that we should mention is there's, you know, we know after somebody gets a viral infection, and so we talked, you know, about this chickenpox virus. But let's talk for a second about RSV because it's another interesting study. And, you know, the headline to this study, if I remember correctly, was RSV triples a person's risk of death over the next year or within a year. And it was a Danish study, and the people that had RSV raised the risk of death, not just when they had RSV, but over the next year, 2.7 times higher. That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and there are three RSV vaccines available in the United States. Uptake has been extremely sluggish, although I have had it.
As
I've
have
had
I.
The vaccine. I have not had RSV, but I've had
we're,
the
we're
vaccine.
We're both vaccine believers. Yes. We deal with people who get sick and die.
So, you know, if you're in hospitals and you're around people and in an ICU situation, you know, you're going to be exposed to it. And, you know, this study conveys just how serious RSV can be. Is it recommended for everybody? No, it's something to talk to your doctor if you're in the age 60 and older group about. And, you know, a lot of people have pre-existing conditions in that group that are 60 and older. I would definitely recommend it. And this was an interesting study out of Copenhagen. There was over 5,000 adults diagnosed with RSV. And they followed them for clinical outcomes over 1 year, and they compared it to 15,000 controls. So it wasn't a small study. You know, we're talking about death, but we're not talking about rate of hospitalization. When you have RSV, your rate of hospitalization goes way up. You know, I have a family member that got RSV, not in a high-risk group, did fine, but coughed incessantly for a couple months. So those are things. Did she wish she had the vaccine prior to that? Yes. You know, the enthusiasm for this vaccine has not been met. You know, there's not an enthusiastic response to this vaccine, which happens with a lot of vaccines.
Yeah, I've seen several people, older people with RSV, who've been sick, coughed incessantly for weeks and weeks and weeks. Impressive how uncomfortable they are.
Yeah, well, a lot of people and patients may not be that aware that the vaccine exists. You know, there's a lot of eligible patients that even the physicians aren't talking to their patients about. And we're seeing people come in that are eligible for the vaccines that never even knew the vaccine existed. You know, so age 75 and older, you know, I think that I can make, you know, a relatively strong recommendation to consider it and talk to your doctor. 60 to 74, if you have risk factors for RSV. And I think it's very worthwhile to talk about it. But it's a fascinating study, along with the shingles study. These are two recent, you know, studies that talking about vaccinations that show potentially significant benefits.
Yeah, great talk, Alan. And just like all of our talks, these talks are designed to make you think and give you up-to-date information so that you could talk to your doctor. Every individual is different. We're just trying to stimulate, give you some more information, give you as much accurate and truthful information that we can so that you can discuss this with your physician.
I appreciate it, Bill. And as Bill said, any recommendations, anything that you glean from our podcast, please discuss these with your physicians and do them wisely and appropriately. And notify your physicians of your wellness program, your health span program that you're undertaking, which we've talked about nutrition. We've talked about exercise and muscle strength. We're going to be talking about stretching and meditation and other things in the future, too. But always let your physicians know what you're doing to keep yourself healthy. Health span is probably more important than just lifespan. You know, how many years you can spend healthy, not just how long you live.
Thank you, Alan. I think these lectures on with evidence-based medicine, that is medicine that has been peer-reviewed by other physicians and important colleagues, are so important to give people now. We are living in an age of misinformation. Let's face it, we all are.
I agree, Bill.
Thank you, Alan.
Appreciate it.